Good morning. It's 11:43 a.m. on Saturday, April the 4th, 2020. Yeah, I missed the last 2 days. Yesterday was mostly timing, although it was cold as hell yesterday. It was raining and snowing on the 2nd. And actually, we got a bit of snow. Not last night, but the night before. It was cold. It was nasty out, so I did not walk. I worked on writing and writing-related activities pretty much all day. I really wanted to take the afternoon off, but got drawn into some controversies here and there that I needed to deal with, and then I still had 3,000 words to write. So, yeah, up till today, I've written 3,000 words a day, every day, for the second quarter. Just barely, but 3,000 words. And today has been a challenge. Today has been difficult in terms of focus. I focused on everything but writing all day today. I got up. Well, the cats got me up at 5. I took a nap until 6:30. And then thought I was going to start writing at 7, and then again at 8, and actually wrote it down, and I started at 9. And I have written, like, 500 words. Enough to keep the For the Words streak alive, but not enough to keep my goal alive. So I've got to go home and write another 2,500 words this afternoon. I'll do it. I'll get it done. I think the problem with the auto stories is pretty much wrapping up. Famous last words. And we'll see how he comes to the final shaman's tale. His new life is nice. His new situation is very nice. I need to make it a little less nice, but he's got a couple things that he has to do. Yeah, and so far what he's mostly doing is what normal people do, which is avoid it until it's stuck under his nose and he can't. And then I have to put it together with the Angela part. So the second draft of this is going to be messy, but I think it's going to be a good story. I'm really looking forward to getting it out there. That's where she lives. The lady with the little Scotty dog, she's sitting out on the back porch over here. Over these townhomes. So, I posted on Twitter because nobody actually mentioned the Wizard's Butler on Twitter. Usually somebody will have posted it. And if they did, I didn't see it, which is, you know, not too unusual given the current circumstances. I don't see a lot of stuff because I have a tendency to sort of crawl into whatever silo I'm most comfortable in at the moment. Oh, I know it took some time. I had headphone problems. I've been having headphone problems for a while. It's irritating. It's because I wear headphones all the time, and I have something going on in them all the time. The crackle, a sharp crackle. A crackle so sharp that it sort of feels like I'm getting a little shock in my ear. And I was thinking, am I going to have to get new headphones? Am I going to have to get another pair? And so that sent me down the rabbit hole of making sure that it was not the headphones. That it was, in fact, something else. And I did that through the simple expedient of plugging it into a different computer and playing music. And the music on the other computer didn't crackle. So that pretty much narrowed it down to something on my machine. And it turns out I had an audio driver out of date. And when I updated it, crackle went away. Had to reboot everything, but still, it was worth it. I'm pleased. So Saturday, it's Saturday. I was going to take this afternoon off, but since I sort of lost the morning, I have to work this afternoon. I also need to remember I was going to make a pot roast. Started it in a crock pot this morning and forgot it. Now when I get back, it's going to be afternoon. The question is, do I do pot roast or do I do chicken stew? A lot of chicken, a lot of turkey. Last night I ordered a pizza. That's the first time I ordered a pizza in like 3 weeks. I usually have pizza like once a week. And not right now. It was good. It wasn't great. It was pizza. It was a meal I didn't have to fix or clean up after. So from that perspective, it was a win for me. The pizza went away. Everybody ate it. I tossed the residual, the boxes and stuff, and napkins and. I didn't actually do dishes last night. I have one dish that needs to be washed, but I'll get to that. So yeah, yesterday was kind of a low-key day. Wasn't the day that I wanted, but self-care counts. Self-care counts. I've already practiced self-care today. I put on clean clothes. Which sounds terrible. Like, ooh, special occasion, put on clean clothes. Like, real normal people do that like pretty much every day. And I do too. At least clean underwear. But I have this terrible habit of just putting on whatever I was wearing yesterday. So I have pajamas and a t-shirt that I wear to bed, and then I have jeans and a pullover that I wear during the day, and I change it up by putting on a different hoodie. Yeah, I realize it's not exactly changing it up. I only have like 4 hoodies. 3 that are daylight, day wear. I have one that's extra fuzzy that I wear with my t-shirt at night. I don't wear it to bed, but it's my, for lack of a better term, it's my bathrobe. So I tend to only wear that one at night rather than the lighter ones. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So I have three lightweight ones, and then I've got actually now I've got a couple heavy ones with fleece lining. I got a heavy green one for Christmas that's really quite nice. The fake fur inside feels a little odd. I don't know why. But I changed that up too. I should swap those out. Parking in the back. There's a big gap in the fence here. And moving vehicles off the street. With a bicycle helmet, it's got spikes down the center of it. I expect they're rubber, but it still looks cool. Kids out playing. Never was out mowing his lawn. I left. Sander, that's what that is. Thought that's what it sounded like, but I couldn't tell if it was a sander or a vacuum cleaner. Power sander. I need to get one of those. I've got a couple of doors that have never seated properly. Oh, where the power sander would pretty much take care of all of them. It's a beautiful morning. I will say that. It is chilly. It's 50 degrees. My fingers are a little... No, they're a lot cold. My nose is running. But, I can still smell things. I don't know what I'm smelling, but I can smell something. So yeah, I put on clean clothes, I put on clean jeans, I put on a clean pullover. I'm feeling spiffy. Had a shower last night. Look at me, all hygiene and shit. This is nothing new. This is not a new behavior for me caused by social upheaval. It's caused by working from home since 2012 and completely losing any sense of how many days in a row I've worn that pair of jeans. Did a load of laundry yesterday and realized I didn't have a pair of jeans in the laundry at all, none. And there should have been. So it was sort of like a little wake-up call for me. It's like, okay, smarten up. But a beautiful morning, spring day, April the 4th, 4:04, day not found. Somebody put that up earlier. Kids having to play with each other. Siblings. Lady standing over in the gazebo. You're too late, Eric. No, I think it's, you've awake at the gazebo. What was it? The Google game. It's still active in that app, but it's also a Poke Gym, which tickles me endlessly. Pushing through to the end here. That tree looks dead. A lot of the trees around here look dead. Cottonwood. My maple looks good. It's shedding little red balls of crap all over the place. Leaves can't be far behind. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.